feeding DDGs to small ruminants. This is Managing for Profit on Brownfield Ag News for America. I'm Dave Russell. Dr. Steve Lurch, professor in the Animal Sciences Department at The Ohio State University, was on the program at the recent Buckeye Shepherd Symposium talking about utilizing DDGs in a small ruminant diet. I asked Dr. Lurch what we need to consider.
Dave, the most important things are inclusion rate, in other words, the amount of this product, byproduct that you're going to feed your animals. And then the second one is it cost effective to do so? Are you feeding this as an energy source or a protein source? And so the amount that you include and whether you'd feed to store as grains or not depends on a combination of economics and what the needs of the animal are.
How do we go about determining that?
Well, on the economic side, you have to price your distillers grains in terms of its protein and energy content versus other commodities or feed resources you might have available. If you're talking about small ruminants harvesting their own feed, grazing, whether it's goats or sheep, it's going to be more economical to make use of those pasture resources. If you're purchasing feed, then it's going to depend on what your alternative feedstuffs are going to cost, whether that's soybean hulls that you might purchase, hay that you might have access to, or corn grain that you might purchase.
In the research that you've been conducting, is there a percentage of DDGs that seems to work better than another?
Yeah, in grazing animals, if you're going to use DDGs as a supplement to grazing animals, you want to restrict that intake to about 2 pounds per head per day if it's a ewe or a lamb. On the feedlot side, you want to maintain DDGs in the diet at no more than about 40%. Otherwise, you can run into problems with excess protein, excess sulfur, which can be toxic, and perhaps too much fat in the diet, which is going to reduce growth rate and efficiency of growth.
I was going to ask, when you get a call from a producer, what are some of the questions they have on their minds?
Well, the biggest one that we get is what are some alternatives to $6 or $7 a bushel corn? And right now, byproducts like soybean hulls and byproducts like gluten feed and distillers grains are more economical to feed than corn grain. There may be circumstances where limiting intake of these byproducts to meet specific requirements, kind of a prescription approach, is also cheaper than feeding forage free choice, which has kind of been a tradition. So that's part of that pushing that pencil and calculator and trying to identify the best opportunities available.
Dr. Steve Lurch, that's Managing for Profit. I'm Dave Russell, Brownfield Ag News for America.